What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hey, AfterBuzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Thomas and Shauna. Ridge lives with his daughter. Brooke slaps again. We have giveaways. We have news and gossip. We have to talk about what has been going on in Bold and Beautiful. It's that time of the month. Bold Breakdown is next.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Let the buzz begin. Yay! Let it begin. We are back. It's that time of the month again, you guys, and for a good reason. The Bold Breakdown, Bold and Beautiful After Show here on AfterBuzz TV.
Woohoo!
Let's tell you who we are. I'm James Law Jr., and I'm here with the lovely, talented, empathetic Tammy Govea.
We were just talking about how we cry.
Yes,
we
did.
Were just like the walking wounds that feel everything. Hi, everyone. Tammy Govea.
We are. We're big softies.
We are.
And you know what? It's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Yes.
In a world where everybody's just hard and not feeling. We're
yes.
Feel. We feel. And we feel about the show, too. We got a lot to talk about, girl.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yes, and in the chat rooms, you guys are in there, too. But let me do the church announcements that Tony would say first. We are the Bold Breakdown. We are on, oh my God, we're on YouTube under the Bold Beautiful After Show, AfterBuzz TV Dramas. You can go ahead and watch this episode and our ones with Matthew Atkinson, and Annika, everybody. Just did some great shows in the past. Go ahead and watch those. Subscribe, like, and comment. Rate. We do read the comments. We talk to you, back to you, as long as they're good. But comment. Tell us what you think. If you disagree with the storyline, tell me. I have no problem with that. Tell us. But go ahead and go to AfterBuzz TV's Dramas, and that's Bold and Beautiful After Show. We do have two pages. We're on Twitter, and we're on Instagram. We'll talk about what happened on Instagram in a second. But we're under the Bold Breakdown on both of those. Go ahead and like those. Hit that button. The thing says subscribe or follow on which one or like or how it does on these things. Follow us there, please.
Please do. It makes a difference. It really does.
And some of the stars of the show actually follow our stuff. And they actually, they comment and they like it. And so you may see them on our page. You never know. So go ahead and follow that, of course. We have other shows today. It's the Soap Block. We're kicking it off today. Join Tammy and her gaggle of gals on Audition Days next. And then after her, it's Restless Rapper Rachel and her buddy. And then my old stomping grounds at the end. GH Report with Frank and Miss Carla Renata. Yes. So we have a good big day of Soap World's goodness. And I think that's everything in terms of those announcements. Yes, I think it was. And before we get into the week that was, there's a little basket here. I'm gonna bring it up a little bit. This is a basket
so
of goodies.
Beautiful.
So what you're thinking, what is in here? You can win this actually. There are some conditioner about some stuff that's holiday theme. Peppermint Stick and
Yum.
Snowman. These are from Philosophy. Philosophy has great products.
Yeah.
You can look them up, and they're so good. And
it's
they're
a great line.
Not animal tested or anything. All great stuff. And these are some great bath products here. A Bold and Beautiful hat from Bold and the Beautiful. I have some napkins. They're really nice. We also have the first 15 episodes of The Bold and the Beautiful.
Look how
Young
beautiful,
Brooke.
The babies.
I know.
Oh my God.
First 15 episodes. We have a signed copy from Patrika Darbo, who's
Woo-hoo.
A great person. We have some in there. And some other goodies in there, too. So you can win this little package. And I'm going to tell you how. So, listen carefully. This is what you have to do to actually win this.
But why do we have this basket?
Oh, for God, thank you.
To begin
thank you,
with.
Tammy. You know, I'm a little old, folks. Thanks for telling me. Okay. We hit over 200 people on our Instagram page. I promised we'd
yes.
be 200. I think we're like 220. So, for a while, it was slow going. All of a sudden, it was like pop, 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 pop. It started happening. So, I said I would give away a prize, Bone Beautiful Related, if we hit over 200. We did. We hit over 200.
That was so exciting.
Now, if you do this the same thing for Twitter, I'll give another prize away. So, we give 200 on Twitter. That's a Bold Breakdown on Twitter. But for this, screenshot and send us that you are following us on IG, first of all. I want to make sure you are following us. And then write like a few sentences on why you like the Bold and the Beautiful. Now, we want to look for some really interesting answers, like why you actually watch the show. We know why we watch. You want to know why you watch it. And Tammy and I will go over the responses, and we'll pick a winner.
So exciting.
You know, it's very exciting.
Can't wait to see and hear the responses.
Exactly. So screenshots you're following us, and tell us, just be a few sentences, or I mean, if a paragraph, no more than a paragraph, but a few sentences telling us why you like Bold and Beautiful. And then we will send this to you.
Yes.
Hey, girl.
Sounds good.
Hey, girl.
Sounds good.
All right.
Hey, hey.
So, okay. So, we've had a week.
Man.
So, overall, it's about the week.
Man. Can I just start off with something?
Start off with something. Do it.
Okay. So, we're going to have a little English lesson here, folks. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about the definition of psychosis.
Ooh, go on, girl.
Shall we talk about psychosis?
Sure, why not?
In Webster's, it says C. Thomas Forrester. A mental disorder characterized by a disconnection from reality. Psychotic disorders cause abnormal thinking and perceptions. Types of delusions associated with psychosis. Grandiose. Believes that they are the greatest, the richest. I'm not making this up.
I know, this is a textbook definition. I love it.
Or most intelligent person ever. Persecutory.
Okay.
Delusions that they are being malevolently treated in some way.
Well, everybody in chat room is talking about Thomas right now.
You know, Matthew Atkinson did not change my mind when he was here. And I'm glad I stuck to my guns. Because what is rolling out is psychotic.
And we're going to break that down, folks, in the bold breakdown today. Break it down. Everybody in chat room is talking about Thomas right now. That's all they're talking about. I mean, it's just, but they're saying, you know, Emmy for them and for Annika and all that. I mean, I told her on air. Her Emmy reel's in there.
Yes.
And even his is, but he's doing so good. I mean, the thing is, and the thing about, I don't know if people know, Tammy, we love Matthew. He was great. It was a fun little back and forth about the character. He really is doing a good job. That's why.
He is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. He is phenomenal.
Because, I mean, in real life, he's a really great guy. He's funny and all that stuff. But he's doing a great job keeping you out and making you angry.
Yeah, I don't know who he studied with or if he studied. You know, there are actors that are natural. Mm-hmm. I don't know how long he's been at it in the game. No. But, man, he hits every single beat. Mm-hmm. And it was an amazing week. Even last week.
Yeah, last week, too. Yeah, it is. And it's good. Yes, Thomas is psycho. I hope he drops dead.
Oh, no.
They're all, yes, Tammy. Yes, Tammy. Matthew is killing you. I mean, oh, yeah. I mean, he really is. Oh, and Kimmy Sylvester says, I'll be majoring in psychology next year. Go on, Kimmy.
That's what my major almost was. And I thought, well, psychology, acting, it's kind of the same thing.
I can see you in psychology.
You got to break it down, the personality.
That's true.
Yeah.
I can see you doing psychology.
You think so?
I do. So we're going to start from the... We always start from the beginning of the week to the end, and we kind of go from there. We're just going to hit some storyline points. Number one, Courtney Hope was on Price is Right.
Yeah, I know. So she was on for, I think, a few episodes.
Yeah, it was kind of funny. Kind of seeing her there.
She's so excited.
So we start off with Liam and Ridge arguing about Douglas.
Yeah.
And everybody's kind of talking about that now, about the whole who Douglas should be with.
Yeah.
That's kind of like the overview of one of the storylines this week. Was kind of like, we saw the happy family, kind of, with Liam and Hope and Douglas and Beth.
Yeah.
So, what are your thoughts about that?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I think someone in the chat room said that they wanted Douglas with Steffi.
Yes,
and I actually had never thought about that.
Me neither.
That's great. Mm-hmm. I love that. But, you know, I also do love the Liam and Hope and Beth combination. Hope has just had that relationship with him, and he just loves her so much.
He does.
So I'm going to lean toward Liam and Hope and Beth family. All I do know is that he cannot be with Thomas.
She's like, hey, that's people are saying, all, everybody's
that's
saying
all
that
I
here.
Do know. Any other place is going to be healthier and safer for him.
Well, the thing is, when we brought up Steffi here too, I was thinking, yeah, I never thought about that either. But she is kind of next of kin, so to speak, to Thomas.
Yeah.
Besides
she'd be,
Rick.
She'd be great.
Oh, yeah, she'd be
she'd
fine.
She'd be beautiful with him.
She'd be fine. She'd be fine. Yeah, she'd be fine. But I never thought that either. But I kind of, you know, for happy endings, I kind of like the foursome. I do kind of them together. But it's always interesting for me to watch Ridge and Liam, because I always feel like they like each other on some level, but they're on opposite sides of this thing. Because his son, again, it's back to his son did something that affected Liam. But Liam and Ridge kind of respect each other. I think Ridge likes Liam because he's the one Spencer's not too, in his eyes, but not too crazy.
They've always had a healthy respect for one another.
Yeah.
In spite of locking horns. Because they're always locking horns.
Right.
But it's always done in a really respectful manner, which I appreciate.
Yeah, I kind of agree. I agree with that.
And I like seeing those moments where Liam kind of stands up for himself and defends his point of view.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
But I think it's just very interesting seeing them together, the two actors together. She's just seeing them together. It's like they're really good. I mean, they're good together. It's a very different dynamic than other guys who get paired up and they fight. Like you said, they never turn into like knockdown fights. Seems like it is respectful.
Yeah, healthy discourse.
Yeah,
right.
Okay, there you go. That's the word. That's the word.
Which is so rare.
That is very rare. And you know, but this week I also want to mention, it was mentioned early in the week too, but it was mentioned throughout. Emma's been mentioned many times.
She has.
So, do you think that's are we leading to Thomas?
Well, you know, this isn't Salem. There's no Dr. Rolf injecting dead people and bringing them back to life.
Totally. You're alive.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't think Emma's coming back on the canvas.
But oh, yeah, is he getting charged? You think he's going to get charged? Are they going in that direction
now?
I
will concur that Thomas has not committed a crime.
Okay.
Granted, Emma is dead because of a series of actions that he was involved in. Mm-hmm. She would still be alive had he not been involved in those series of actions.
Right.
But that's not a crime.
That's true.
You know, I just think maybe they keep bringing her up just to keep instilling the suspicion in the fans, you know, of what, you know what, of what Thomas is capable of.
Okay.
Just a reminder of what Thomas is capable of.
They won't go as far as, you don't think they're going to go as far as, like, try to prosecute him.
They can't.
You're right, they can't. They can't.
Dang nabbit.
Oh, I can't forget. Oh, somebody just mentioned. Sorry, last thing. Liam is Douglas's second cousin. I forgot about that.
Liam is Douglas's second cousin.
Through Caroline. I forgot about that. Okay. I totally forgot. So he's a kin of some sort, too. I totally forgot about that.
I will be honest, because I think you brought this up, or maybe the fans brought it up months ago. If somehow Thomas is connected to Caroline's death.
I know.
I don't think that's the case.
I don't think it is either, but people don't tell that. They talk about that. Now, also, my girl, you guys know I'm in love with Denise Richards. If I can get her on the show,
Every time I see her now, I'm like, oh, this is James' crush.
It's my woman. It's my crush. I love her
so. She's just looking so beautiful.
She's beautiful. Oh, my God. She's hot. She is hot stuff. I was watching Undercover Brother the other day, which she plays White She-Devil, and she's just like the bomb in that movie, too. And I just love her so much. But anyway, so she was on a lot this week, too. And but in the beginning of the week, she was at the hospital. Snooping around, and then Bill caught her.
She's got cojones.
She does. I was like,
she really does. She doesn't give a rat's patootie about what anybody thinks.
She doesn't.
Like, who does she think she is going into the hospital? Really?
Shauna.
Nobody wants to see her.
No.
Nobody wants to talk to her. And if they do have to talk to her, it's just be mean.
And Bill's like, excuse me? Like, what are you doing here?
And she's got that look.
She does. That's why I love it. Like, that's what I do.
I don't care.
She doesn't care. Don't care at all. I want to make sure, I want to see how Katie's doing.
Because I really do like her. Why is she there? Why do you think she was there?
I don't know. Actually, I don't know. That's what's funny. When I saw her there, I was like, oh, she's there. I said, okay, well, I don't know where they're going with this. Maybe they're trying to put her and Bill back in the same room again together.
I love scenes between the two of them.
Me too. I mean, there's something there. I'm sorry.
Man.
There's something there. They look good together,
too. When he steps into her and says, let me be clear. I was like, oh, man, so good.
I know. I like them together. I'm sorry. There's some steam there. And I don't know. Maybe it's just to get them together in the same room.
You know, she's got an agenda. Clearly,
she
wants to be Mrs. Forrester.
Yes.
That's the game plan. That's the long-term game plan.
I go for that. Okay.
So maybe she's just kind of adding herself into the mix on every level at this point. Mm-hmm. Throwing myself in here, throwing myself in there so that everybody knows I'm here and I'm not going anywhere.
Well, it's funny because then now we have Thomas learns about Ridge and Shauna, which is so funny because they didn't sleep together. Like, that's why it's so funny about this whole storyline. They just spent the night together. But now Thomas knows, and Thomas is like, girl, he didn't say girl, but he's like, girl, go ahead and do what you gotta do. Like, he's all egging her on.
Yes.
That's what I said. Thomas and Shauna working together? That's interesting. That would be interesting if that happens.
Do you think they will?
I don't know. But they put them together a couple of times. It's like, oh, okay. He was like, kind of like looking at her like, oh, okay, you know, okay. He wants her to mess around with stuff because it helps him.
Absolutely. But he will.
He'll turn on her in a second.
I was going to say, he will stab her in the back and maybe literally if things don't go his way. So, yeah. It was funny to see the surprise on her face when she realized that he wasn't there to scold her. He was actually there to encourage her. And you know, I agree with Brooke. It's not the fact. Granted, they didn't sleep together, but that's not the point. No. He lied to her.
Yeah, he did. Right.
And you know, men's idea of, well, you know, omitting information isn't lying. Yeah, it is.
We do think that way. We do.
Yeah. It is. You're misrepresenting what actually happened. Ergo, it's a lie.
Well, you know, a lot of men, and I am a man, so I can talk about this. I feel like Flo and Thomas will get together. Oh, that'd be interesting.
I thought about that.
Flo and Tommy together.
I totally thought about it. I'm looking at them going, God, these two are beautiful.
They are beautiful. Yeah, they are beautiful.
Oh, my God, I can see them together. Bad Tammy. Bad Tammy.
See, Tammy and I be... Yeah, go on, Tammy. Look at that girl. Mm-hmm. Oh, Sean's going to try... Kimmy's supposed to think she thinks Sean's going to try to redeem herself by showing concern towards Katie.
Yeah.
I guess. I mean it's kind of nebulous. I mean, like, she's just around.
Yeah.
Making her presence known.
Yeah.
And they're saying they hope that Bill doesn't cheat on Katie again. But I think it's going to happen. I don't know if it's going to be with Shauna, but it might be with someone else he used to love.
Now, she's not going anywhere, right?
That's what I know. I haven't heard anything.
No. Heather's not going anywhere.
No, not that I've heard.
Because I was thinking, if Katie goes bye-bye.
Yeah.
With all the trouble with Brooke and Rich,
because
I've always loved
me too.
Dollar Bill and Brooke.
Me too.
I've always loved them together.
Brill, all about it.
That's a whole storyline. Yeah. If he breaks Katie's heart now,
I know it's horrible. I know.
And I've said this so many times. I'm done with Bill.
Yeah.
But then I'm not done with him. Now I'm done with Bill.
And the whole thing is, I almost want him to, because Heather Thomas is so good at those kind of scenes. I mean, she's so good at the wronged woman, the upset. She's so good. Almost worth it to see her go through that again, just because you know it'll be good. You know it'll be good.
Yeah, I don't want to see her do that.
I don't either. But you know, it'll be good. As an actress, you know it'll be good, because she's so good at that. But, I mean, but the thing is, so Thomas starts saying, so he's like, kind of like, go ahead and do your thing, girl. Danny got a bigger role.
He did.
I was like, oh, Danny got him a bigger role this week.
I felt bad for him.
He did was, like, he was just there. I mean, he was there. He's pouring drinks. I mean, he didn't know. I mean,
He was going to keep his mouth shut if it hadn't been for, what's the actor's name, who we think is related to Olivia in General Hospital?
Cicero.
Res.
Yes.
Yes. I'm glad he got more time,
too. He got more time, too.
What's his name?
Vinny.
Yeah.
Vinny was hilarious. He was just like, okay, it's time to get a new apartment or something, because this is like, it's not working. Two grown men in this little tiny apartment. He was like, we gotta go. And he's like, well, I don't know. And Thomas is actually filming with that photo of the piranha. I couldn't stop laughing about that.
And who keeps put a picture of a piranha?
Why not?
Unless he just pulled it up. But like, why not? Oh my God.
But Vinny was like, okay, either you gots to go, or we gotta get a place to live that's bigger.
And I liked how Danny was starting to spill the beans about what happened. And Vinny's sitting there listening. He takes a drink. And he's processing it.
Yes.
So let me make sure I'm hearing this right.
Yes.
Really? This is what happened?
Yeah.
That's so funny. That whole conversation.
Me too. And was Danny a top model? I have no idea. I don't watch Top Model. So if somebody in the chat knows the actor was Top Model, I mean, he could have been.
He could have been.
He totally could have been.
He reminds me of, is it Tay? Or Ty Diggs?
Tay Diggs?
Tay Diggs. Tay Diggs reminds me of Tay.
Well, love me some Tay Diggs. Another one, too.
There's a lot to love.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know. If he is, you guys can tell us in the chat. I don't know if he is or not.
And he's lurking. Thomas is lurking behind a plant.
I know. It's funny because he's so tall. I'm like, how do you do that? Like I said earlier, we saw the Hope, Liam, Douglas, Beth, little happy family thing. Yeah. It was cute.
It was adorable.
But now I'm kind of like, now everybody's talking to her about it. Now I'm kind of like, well, Steffi could do it, but then Liam is related too. Because I forgot that Douglas is a Spencer. I almost forgot that for a second. He is a Spencer.
Yeah, I forgot about that too.
I'm thinking, who else? Well, Karen's mom. Caroline's moms. I mentioned them. They haven't come around at all. So I don't know. Where's Crystal Chappelle? What's she doing?
Know,
bring her on the show.
I
love Crystal. Joanna Johnson. I know. She's a writer and producer.
She's busy doing Venice.
Oh yes, Venice.
The web series.
So, but yeah, they're mentioning the grandparents have not been around, the grandmothers.
No, they haven't.
So I was like, but the ones that are on the show, I forgot about that. So yeah, Douglas is part Spencer and Forrester, And so you can go with any of them. And Steffi is his aunt. So, I mean, he totally could do it.
And it really broke my heart, that scene when he had a play date and he came home because his tummy was upset.
Yeah. You're so cute. He's such a great little actor. He's such a great little actor.
I understood. Empathic.
Yes. See, I told you.
I could feel like when you're sad or upset, your stomach gets upset.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, mm-hmm. I totally know what that feels
exactly,
like.
Exactly.
It feels horrible. You shouldn't be feeling this.
Exactly. Now, here's a storyline that I'm not... Okay, you guys are talking about it a little bit already, but I'm just not... Oh, he's the only man to win Next Top Model. Oh.
Ah.
That's good to know. Did I know that? Okay. Did I know that? They're asking where Jack is. Brooke's kid with Nick. Who knows?
Nick's
raising him. And it's like, he'll come back as an adult. I love seeing Tisha Campbell. They you know, it's funny.
Yes.
They will bring people on. They had Robin Givens, the doctor, on there once. They got
I
loved her. Sorry. Me
yeah.
too. So, I mean, it's kind of funny to bring her on there. That was kind of fun. You Martin fans know about that. But Katie needs a kidney now. I'm like, wait, first her heart, now a kidney?
I know. And now they're saying it's the medication, the heart medication.
Made of blood clots. Yeah, blood clots.
I'm like, the kidney failure.
All that makes, actually, it's all real life. I used to be a nurse.
Yeah.
It's all real life stuff. But just kind of like, that's the story I'm giving Heather Tom right now. I mean, I'm still doing good in it, but like, really, that's the only story I'm kind of like.
Well, it's, you know, there's got to be a big picture to it. And I'm just kind of assuming that Flo is going to be the one to save her.
Because they are related.
Yeah.
Because at first I thought it was going to be Shauna at first, thinking, ooh, Shauna give Katie a kidney.
Yeah.
And I'll be hoping that she'll be indebted to him. But I say, no, I agree with you. I think it's Flo.
It's the only way that the family may be able to. She could be redeemed.
She has her father's heart,
right.
And then the daughter's kidney.
Yes. So, because I guess Brooke is a match.
Oh, right. Brooke's
so
a match.
So far.
Yes.
I can't see Brooke doing this.
I guess so. Hi, Candace Mack. I didn't see what Tisha said about the soaps. Yeah, you love what Tisha said about the soaps. Okay. I want Flo to be Prego with Wyatt's baby and break up the Wally wedding. I'm sorry, you know what? I have to say this. I'm not a fan of Wyatt and Sally together anymore. It bugs the crap out of me. Almost cussed.
Yeah.
Because you're with her first, and I mean, this is what they do on Bold and Beautiful. Then you're with Flo. Flo did you wrong, and now you will get married to Sally.
I think I texted you, it was a couple of weeks ago when he proposed.
Yeah.
I said, have you watched it yet? And you're like, no.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, Wyatt, I want to strangle him.
Yeah, she did say that.
And you're like, oh, God, what
she
did he do?
She did say that. And I saw it, I was like, and I'm with you. I was just like, I'm like, Liam's the wishy-washy one, remember?
But man.
Not Wyatt.
So
like,
it's
why
changed.
Not? It's changed. Liam's not the one. Like,
it's
you know
the same story. It's the triangle. It's the same story. Different brother, same story.
And that's what only bugs me a little about that part of the story. So, but I don't know. I think it's... Well, I know triangles are a staple of soaps. I guess I get that. But, so Katie's a kidney, so I guess that's going to be a storyline for a while. Trying to figure that out.
Yeah.
I mean, Heather Tom will do a great job and all that, but I'm just like, Steffi says no to Thomas. She got not bamboozled. She got a...
Yeah, it was like an intervention.
Rich wanted to come over and went, I want to live with you, and then all of a sudden Thomas shows up. So wrong. That was so wrong.
I was livid
when
Thomas walked through the door. Mm-hmm. If I had been Steffi, oh my God.
Right.
Like, how dare you do this?
Exactly.
And she said that.
She did.
To Ridge. Like, how dare you do this?
Mm-hmm.
Wrong.
I know.
So wrong.
It was
wrong.
So wrong. It was very wrong. And Thomas tried to plead his case again. It's like, no matter where you cut it, how you slice it, it's still, you're wrong.
No, he's, yeah. But
and
never
she
see
was
it that
hurt.
Way.
She was hurt.
And she, what did she say, James? She said he was the only one that had the capacity to break her heart.
Yeah.
There were a lot of people that did wrong in this scenario, but he was the only one with the power to break her heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
man.
They were brother and sister. They lost a sister together. They were supposed to be a super close-knit family. He did her wrong.
Oh, my God.
No matter what his motive was, it was a selfish motive for himself.
Yeah.
It wasn't about her. And, yeah, I don't want to break up your family. No, you wanted a homegirl to yourself, and she was collateral damage.
Yeah.
She was an afterthought. And for being his sister, she gets it. She sees it clearly. And it's funny about you people. I've had fights with people in family sometimes too, and how they see it a certain way. And I'm like, no, I see it so clearly.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the receipts and everything. I can tell you everything that's going on. And that's how Steffi was just like, no, this is what happened. This is what you did.
And that's how Brooke sees it.
Exactly.
And that's why she's so frustrated with Ridge.
Yes.
Because he's always like this. He was like this with Steffi when she was going through the thing with Bill, the blinders. are just refusing to see the situation for what it is.
Yes.
Because he can't accept his child, his children for who they really are. I don't know what the deal is. I don't know.
And the thing is, I'm watching people online. It's kind of funny watching people online. How they are trying to bring up Brooke's past against her. And I feel like still it doesn't matter what her past is. She's still in the right.
Let me pull up.
Pull it up. Because she's in the right. She's in the right, and it's one of those things. It doesn't matter what her past was. Right is right, and wrong is wrong. And if she's calling it out, she's calling it out.
Brooke Logan from the Valley. That's what Thomas said to her.
Yes.
And then I think he literally said, "Take your ass back to Van Nuys."
Yeah, he did. I did laugh. I chuckled a little bit.
I laughed out loud. Because if you're from L.A.,
yes,
you get the reference. But that's just rude.
Yes.
That's just so entitled. And yes. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Yeah. So I had to scribble that down.
That's hilarious. I thought it was kind of funny. Because they always mean the Slither Valley. That was the big thing that, Stephanie had called her.
Yeah. But the scene between Shauna and Brooke, when Shauna throws it in her face.
Yes.
Like, really? Who's being a hypocrite
yes,
here?
Yes, she did say that.
I seem to recall you slept with the entire Forrester family.
Yeah, I love it.
And there was nothing she could say about that.
That's good.
Brooke could only come from her moment. Like, look, here's the moment.
Yes.
We're not going to talk about the past. The moment is he's my husband.
Okay.
And you need to just get your little butt back to the desert.
Okay. And here's what's funny. Brooke's been slapping the last couple of weeks. She slapped Thomas before.
Oh, my God. And
she slapped the S out of Shauna. I was like...
It was awesome.
I kind of got turned on. I was just like...
There's nothing like a good slap.
A good slap.
It feels so good.
I wish I could do it sometimes. But no, she slapped Shauna because she didn't like Shauna's comments. Because, again, it was her husband. You know, it don't matter what my past was.
Yeah, exactly.
He's my husband today.
Yeah.
And you were wrong.
Let's stay on topic.
Like, I'm telling you.
You're not to be on my husband and let's stay on topic.
Right. Okay. He did say that. I love Shauna put Brooke in her place. Brooke needs to get rid of her high horse. So people are really divided about that. It's so funny.
I get it. But at the end of the day, I'm Team Brooke. Like, I absolutely. Thomas needs to be as far away as possible from everyone. Douglas cannot be near him.
Okay.
She sees it. She sees Thomas. She sees him for the sick person that he is.
Yeah.
He is ill.
Yes.
He needs help.
He does.
And if he doesn't get it, bad things are going to start happening again.
Candace Mack says, yeah, but Ridge should have said how Brooke saved Forrester Creations on Thomas so Thomas could have a roof over his head and food in his life. She may be the slut of the valley, but homegirl is smarter than those folks.
Yeah.
That's the point. I mean...
She has life experience.
She does.
Behind her.
Right.
And she gets it. Did you expect Ridge to move out?
Yes, at some point. I had a feeling they were going to... I've actually been waiting for them to kind of separate. I feel like that's the direction they were going. Because it was just almost like they were at an impasse. And when you're at an impasse, where do you go? I mean, they didn't have a talk like, we're at an impasse, but we're going to decide to stay united front and field. They were just like, Brooke's like, this is the deal. And Ridge is like, this is the deal. And he's not budging.
When he walked out of the house... Because she was very stoic. I was surprised. When she had this... She was a very Spock-like. She was very rational, having this conversation with him. Like, you need to go be with your children and help Thomas and help mend the relationship between Steffi and Thomas. But you're not going to be able to do that here. But you need go do that. Mm-hmm. You need to go do that.
Yeah.
And I was surprised how rational and calm she was. But then when he walked out the door... She broke. And you could see, you could literally see Catherine Kelly Lang's hand when she covered her face. It was shaking. I was like, oh my God. I love you so much.
I know. She's such a good actress. So that means, but that's, it just, it's been, the show, it's so funny how the show is evolving now out of just, the baby's now back where he belongs. And now it's evolving into this whole, what should happen to Thomas next? And with Douglas, like, what should happen next? And now all the characters of fallout is happening with, so so-and-so should now with so-and-so, and so-and-so's now with this person, and now they're separate. Like, the umbrella story fallout is really actually the great part. It's all starting to happen now where a lot of stuff's happening because of that baby thing.
Yeah. And we all knew that. We all knew once it came to light, it was going to be a domino effect.
Mm-hmm.
And the fallout was going to be huge, and it was going to last a long time.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Before we do news and gossip, I want to mention that actually to where to send the sends and everything, you could do it. You can DM us on our IG page, Broke Breakdown, or do it on Twitter, that page too. And you can even send there. You know, I forgot to tell you guys to send that so we can have the entries and we can look through them. Okay, so we do, and my girl is the news girl. She has some news of Bold and Beautiful.
You know, when I first started, yes. Who would have thunk that there was so much news?
Well, this week is a lot. There's a lot related to Bold. There's a lot.
So you touched on it earlier. Yep. Tisha Campbell is on the landscape of B&B.
Yes.
And as you, I knew her originally. I don't know her personally. Just, as an actress, Martin, because that was one of my favorite TV shows. And then My Wife and Kids was also another great
David
show
Wayans,
that she was on.
Yeah.
And what I'm loving, she's playing Dr. Davis. You know, we all know she's the kidney doctor for
for Katie.
What I'm loving is you've got Wayne Brady and Tisha Campbell, who I think are primarily known for their comedy and their comedic prowess and background.
She did years ago School Days, which was a long time ago, but she's mostly comedy.
So they're taking this dramatic turn on Bold and Beautiful, and they're great.
Yeah, they're good.
I miss Wayne Brady.
Oh, me too.
I miss Reese.
Me too.
But so happy to see Tisha on the landscape.
Yeah.
Catherine Kelly Lang. So this woman, she's got to be one of the busiest women in Hollywood. So she posted something on Insta. It was such a great photo of her with like 17,000 scripts she's working on for Bold and Beautiful. But for the month of October, B&B is dark.
Yes.
And so she's going to be flying to Greece and working on a television show in Greece called Lexis 8. She's going to be playing an American journalist, and there's romance and intrigue and all sorts of great things.
Yeah.
And then she and her partner, Dom Zoida? Dom Zoida. They're opening up a clothing store in Beverly Hills called Ben Hart. Also available online, but she's super excited. And have you seen her caftan line?
Yes, I have.
Oh, my gosh. So you know Ben Hart. Yes. Italian fashions, it's going to be gorgeous.
And she's an equestrian. I have a whole equestrian thing with her. So she, myself, her, Tracy Melko used to play Kristen on Bold and Beautiful. We all talk about the horse stuff.
Yes, she is.
Yes, all the horse stuff.
And your love, the love of your life. Miss Denise. Oh, we have Courtney. Is Courtney? Okay, yeah. Okay, Courtney Hope.
Okay, who's the first? Okay.
You know why? Because it's double sided.
Oh, that's right.
used to this double sided thing. Okay, so Courtney Hope.
Yes.
She has two Christmas movies coming out.
Yes, I know, yes.
Two Christmas movies.
Yes.
So the first one's called Christmas Catch. Some alumni folks that she's going to be working with: John DeLuca, who played Aaron Rowland on General Hospital, Alice Hunter, who played Carrie Johnson, and Dominique Carroll on Young and the Restless. And so that's slated to come out during the Christmas season. And she's also doing a Hallmark movie.
Smart girl.
Hallmark
is the
movie.
Hallmark's
a Merry Christmas Match. That's going to be airing October 25th. So we love all things Courtney.
Yes.
Hope. Denise Richards.
My girl.
She's another Christmas movie girl.
That's smart.
She's going to be working with Patrick Muldoon in My Adventures with Santa.
Yes.
Also with alumni, All My Children alum, Jamie Luner, who played Liza
Colby. Liza Colby. I love
Jamie. She's so fantastic.
Yes.
And Barbara Eden. She's playing Mrs. Claus.
Barbara Eden?
Yeah.
So, I do a genie.
I know.
Oh, my God, I love her.
My Adventures with Santa. Let's see. Digital and DVD release at Walmart, Target, and Amazon, where it's already available for pre-order.
There you go.
So go check out the girl.
Check it out.
Next on the topic of Miss Heather Tom. Now, we know she's transitioned into directing for a while.
She directs some episodes of Bold and Beautiful, too.
Yeah, exactly. Y&R, Bold and Beautiful.
Exactly.
She's been shadowing a lot of shows, Dynasty and that sort of thing.
Yes.
She's also been a part of the Directors Initiative program through CBS. So one of the things she's coming out with as a director is a project called Good Trouble, which is helmed by her former Bold and Beautiful co-star, Joanna Johnson.
Oh, she's busy.
Caroline Spencer.
She's busy.
Yes. That was just a shot of the first day on set. What did she say? First day of shooting tomorrow. This episode is insane, everyone. Good Trouble TV has been amazing. I'm so grateful to be here. So we love that she's taking this directorial turn.
Yes, I love her. We talked about her on the show here years ago. She's so good.
She's amazing. So talented.
Yes.
And directing is really a passion for her.
It is.
Truly a passion for her. She's also done indie films.
Yes, yes.
She's an amazing indie director. Mm-hmm. And last but not least, we want to give congratulations to Darren Brooke and Kelly Krueger, who welcomed their baby girl, Everly Jolie.
I love that. Everly, I love that.
Is that just the most gorgeous name ever?
I do. I love it.
Little baby girl, 9 pounds.
Yep.
9 pound baby.
Yep. I just big old baby.
I know. So congratulations to Darren and Kelly.
Yes, that baby is so cute. They keep posting pictures. You go on her Instagram page, her page, Kelly Krueger. You'll see all these cute babies.
With the little doggies.
The baby's eyes. I love newborns. Newborns are so delicious.
Yeah. I love newborns. They have a certain baby smell.
I know why people eat their young and some other things, because they're so cute. Babies are so cute. I love it. You mean like Jason's babies? Exactly. Boo. I eat babies. Correct. Babies.
So that's it for news.
That's it for this month, too. We did it.
Oh, my God.
That went so fast, you guys.
When are we on next?
We're on next. We're on November 3rd. So November 3rd. So that's the month. And now we'll be back and bolder than ever, more beautiful than ever,
gosh.
Of course, I'm sure. I'm sure more's going to happen between now and then.
I know.
If anything major happens, we may be back sooner. Who knows? If anything major happens in the next month,
yes,
we may come on, but we'll let you know for
and
sure.
And we'll see who we can bring on.
And watch our pages. It's Bold Breakdown on Twitter and Bold Breakdown on Instagram. Tell them, Tammy, where they can find you.
Oh, gosh. You can find me on Twitter at Tammy Gouveia and Insta Tammy.Gouveia.
You guys, thanks everybody in the chat room, because you guys are talking. You guys are all wonderful. I saw a few new names in there. I understood before, so I'm glad you joined us live. I'm glad you're here. Share this with anybody who needs to see this.
Please.
It'll be on YouTube and iTunes. You can share it anywhere. Let them know what's going on. I want to thank all the Bold and Beautiful groups. Let me share it on their pages,
yes,
on Facebook. Thank you so much. I'm where James Lott Jr.'s are sold on social media platforms at James Lott Jr. everywhere. You can follow me.
And we'll make the announcement of the winners.
Yes, we will. We'll stay tuned for that.
Yes.
We will make an announcement. We'll send those entries in and we'll make the announcement for the winners for that. We'll see you next month. We love you guys. Bold and Beautiful.
Happy Halloween.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.